Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Mickey.
Mickey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mouse or just Mickey?
Just fucking Mickey.
Okay. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. We record live out of Chicago, Illinois, the Rogers Park area. We are a show that talk about very, very important things. Politics.
Religion.
Homosexuality.
Religion.
Religion. Farts.
Shit, piss, and pussy.
And dicks.
Yes, always dick.
And balls.
Always dick.
And assholes.
Always dick.
Good assholes and bad assholes.
Both in the circular form and the embodied human right. form. And just for all of you who try to correct me on my speaking, moralistically is a word. Thank you very much.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. You looked it up?
I sure fucking did.
Wait, was it in the Roger Word Factory
no.
Maker?
No. You're such a cunt. No, it was actually found in the dictionary
on
www.dictionary.com.
Dick.
So, anyway.
Talking about dick.
Speaking about dick.
Let's get into a foot-long one real quick.
Real. I don't want to get into his foot-long. I don't even think he has a foot-long. Well, you know, okay, so we're I'm sure that most of you have heard about the story on the, what's his last name? Fogle?
Mm-hmm.
Jared Fogle. The guy.
Ask Jared.
Thank you.
Not that one.
No.
No. Okay.
That's a different Jared.
Jared Leto.
No. One you get 1 centimeter diamonds. The other one you get footlongs.
Ooh, footlong diamond.
Is that a stack? Anyway, so I'm sure that most of you have heard that he was in a ring of fire with one of his partners. That was, they were running a foundation, weren't they?
The running a foundation.
Yes.
Of getting kids healthy.
Yes, because it was about like making sure that we not only fed our kids healthy food, but apparently cock as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So ended up being that.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Ended up being that his partner was, I guess, caught up in a ring of like child pornography. And I think as of right now, that's the only thing, or maybe he had also
no
like,
Jared.
No, like, not Jared. I'm talking about the partner. I think he was like caught in a sting of like child pornography, and I guess they ended up finding out that he had also had sex with minors. Excuse me. So basically rape. So when in finding out this guy, I guess they found a hard drive, like a thumb drive or whatever, that he was hiding all the child pornography pictures under the charity's name in the folder.
Oh, no.
And, like, because the folder itself was, like, the thumb drive had a bunch of documents that were not related to anything like that. But as they were discovering it, they ended up finding out that there was a folder in the name of the charity. And when they clicked on that folder, lo and behold,
child pornography show.
Child pornography from, you know, the bottom to the top. And so, and in that, they found that this folder apparently was named Jared. Like, Jared's name was also in there. So then they went and they investigated him, blah, 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 as we all know. Now it comes out that this motherfucker done dicked a couple minors, women,
not
of course.
Done dicked.
No, they don't. He done dick them bitches. But you know what? The sad part about it is that these poor girls helped him, like, get other minors involved in this. And like, so apparently the first one that he actually made sexual contact with was 17. And then apparently he kept asking her to bring him more like bring him younger and younger. And I think the youngest that he requested was 14.
Ew.
But in the picture, like in the stuff in the his computer and all the stuff that they found pictures of 6-year-olds engaging in sexual activity on the information that they found, like the hard drives or whatever. Right. And so he is just a pig like the other one. And so when his partner was first discovered with all this stuff, he was like, I don't want to have anything to do with him. Totally denounced him, mm-hmm. cut all ties with him. And lo and behold, just like a hateful Christian.
He got duggered.
He totally got duggered.
Duggered is the new term of where you get like fucking bait and switch.
Yes.
You get it duggered.
Is, you are pointing the finger when it's pointing right back right. at you too.
Duggered.
That should go in the Urban Dictionary.
Right.
You got duggered. Oh, girl, I got duggered.
Girl, you got duggered. So anyway, Subway has cut ties with him. Yes, like they didn't even find, like this was a, they cut ties with him like before everything really happened. Well,
because we're a podcast of accuracy, we're going to go ahead and retract that.
Where we're licensed and everything, but know nothing about anything.
Exactly. Whatever she said. And initially the relationship between Subway and him was put on pause. So they had what?
Can we put this on pause? Because really, I need to dugger you. Teach me how to dugger. Teach me how to dugger.
So basically they had, what is it? Oh, that's another one. He got Gwyneth by.
Oh, oh, it's.
What was that
coupling.
Called? Conscious
uncoupling.
Yes. He was consciously. Gwyneth,
stop it.
Goop, stop.
You got gooped.
She so got gooped. He was consciously put uncoupled by right. Subway. And so now I guess after they did obviously the feds, they went over to his house and, you know, they took everything, you know, even his wigs. And then they discovered that he was hiding a lot under his wigs. So now apparently like they're saying that I think the maximum that he can get is like 20 years, but I think more than likely because he pled guilty that he's probably going to end up serving like at least 5 years, which is the maximum. I think if you say that you're guilty, like if you plead guilty and he will have to register as a sex offender.
And he has to pay $1.4 million to the
14 kids. Yeah, to the 14 kids because they each get I think $100,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, if I was 14,
not a pro.
Go ahead and touch me.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
I'm kidding. By the
you
way,
know, my thing is that all what he did.
They all got Michael Jackson. Oh yeah. My God, we are
somebody tweeted said, "What's a Michael Jackson sub at Subway?" And they're like, "Oh, it's old meat between new buns." I was like, "Oh."
I'm so offended.
Are you Chappalled?
Oh my God. I'm like seriously offended. Oh my God, that is so offensive. That is awful. Awful, awful.
Take the Michael Jackson sub. Although I do have to say, when I was 15 years old,
you were touched.
I knew what I was doing.
But you didn't walk away with $100,000?
No, not mad.
I love that you said you knew what he was doing and liked it.
But, you know, what he did is wrong. I mean, it's against the law, so shouldn't have done it. And another person that is super, I mean, I don't want to say super famous, but people know who the fuck he is. So why would you do that, stupid?
Like, you know, that's another thing. It's like, and I mean, this is, again, this goes back to our first, the one before this episode. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes back to the whole idea of like, you know, people need to, I think that if him and his wife had a better lines of communication in regards to their sexual relationship, I think that this would have probably never happened. Meaning that he was probably really frustrated in his, you know, current situation with his wife that led him to...
I didn't even know he was married. I thought he was gay.
No, and he's kids. He's got like 2 or 3 kids.
Oh.
I know. And can you imagine? Like, now that opens the door of like, did you do that to your kids? Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's crazy to me to think that, you know, I'm not saying, by no means am I saying that if his wife and him had an open relationship or the... were open about their sexual relationship, he wouldn't do this. Cause I think, you know, people who are of that, you know, child molesters or whatever, or have like fantasies about children, you know, there's something that's mentally going on. Something happened to them at some point in their life. They were exposed. I mean, it's, you know, psychologists have always talked about how that, you know, even like Dr. Drew, when he talks about other people, like when they call in to his show saying that has happened to them or whatever, like, and he always says that makes sense, because usually you replay what has happened to you and whatever. But I also think on the other spectrum, I feel like people who, again, it goes back to what I said earlier, people who cheat, it's because they're frustrated and they're not opening up the lines of communication with their partner. And it leads them to do crazy shit. I think it's really sad. I think, you know, the saddest thing about this entire situation, which also kind of ties into the Duggar thing.
The Juggers.
That's Dolly Parton's porn.
Right.
The Juggers.
That's a reality show.
Right, exactly. I think that, you know, it's really sad because, like, now not only has, for example, the Duggar guy, I mean, he's shamed his wife. I mean, he's...
Well, apparently she just accepts it that she wasn't good enough of a wife. And right. That's why.
It
shames the whole family, even though the Duggars are already shameful.
But. Yeah. I don't feel sorry for them, but like for the sisters that he did that stuff to, like I feel bad for. Like those girls.
I read another tweet that said, they go, why did Josh Duggar go to Ashley Madison when he could have went to Ancestry.com instead?
Or to his sisters, I mean, at this point. It's just, it's all crazy. It's all like, I mean, it's just these, I don't know. I feel like it's just sad and it's awful. It's gross and they should pay the price. And, you know, there was like one of the articles that I was reading about Jared, I was like, they were saying that, you know, apparently this guy was interviewed him or did something with him, like in a sort of a marketing kind of way. Like they were doing a commercial, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Jared asked him, he's like, so what have you done with your fame? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, have you done cocaine and prostitutes? And like, and he's like, no, like, he's like, you know, I've saved my money, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, oh, well, that's boring. That's what Jared said to him. And he goes, and then the guy, when they were interviewing, he was like, I thought that was really fucking weird. And he was being very like douchey and weird. And he's like, then he said, and then to find out that this has happened, he's like, oh.
Well, apparently there was a lady that went undercover that he openly talked to her about the situation. She worked for the FBI and was wired and talked to this stuff about him. Did you read that?
No, I didn't read that. Was this before he got caught, or this was during the investigation?
No, before he got caught, something like it was like 8 years ago or something, and he had said something to her, and she's like, "Doesn't sound right." So I guess then once everything started to develop, because I think they've been investigating him for a while.
Oh, but they really didn't have solid evidence.
Yeah, but for some reason he like trusted her, and he talked to her about. He even asked her. You have 3 daughters. Which one would you put in a room for me to watch naked?
That's disgusting.
And she had to pretend like she was real, willing
right,
to go like, through it.
Right, 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 right. Which is so awful. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, you know, I mean, it's kind of like that catch a predator kind of deal. Like, it sucks that you have to put yourself in that position. But if that's what's going to save a child, mm-hmm. then, I mean, good for them to do that. I mean, it's crazy that they've been investigating him for so long. And I think it's kind of a little bit, to me, it's a little criminal that they waited for so long. Like, they should have caught him a lot earlier.
I don't think the sleeping with the kids has been recent. I think that happened.
Like, it happened in the last, like, 5 years for sure. Yeah. Like,
so they may have not been investigating him that long, you know?
Got it.
Like, they started investigating, and then maybe he stopped, or he hadn't done it in a while.
Right. You know. Or they couldn't find anything. In any case, I just feel bad for the girls, you know? Like, it's so sad because they don't have, you know, they feel like, you know, something's going on in their life where they feel the need that that's okay to happen to them. I mean, he paid off that 17-year-old girl. I mean, he told her he was going to give her, you know, he gave her money and all that shit. So, I mean, you have a 17-year-old. So basically,
it's a prostitute. You right. You pay for a prostitute.
Right.
That is underage.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess one could question 17 or 18. Like, I mean, like 17 and 18, I don't think most people are still old enough. Like, I don't think they've formulated enough in their brain to be like, this is really, really wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
God, if I was 17 and somebody offered me, I'd be like, okay.
I was like, I got about 15 friends.
Can we do this for the next 10 years?
Right. Can you pay for my school?
Right. Yes, please.
Wait, you want me to all up and down the dick? We're slutty.
It's bad.
I know.
We are slutty.
It is horrible.
Yeah.
It's all in
good humor.
Good humor, please.
We're not saying yes.
We're not saying anything. We're not saying anything. We're not definitely not saying go Jared. That's
no, we are. Go Jared to jail.
Right. Oh, well, anyways, back to the thing. So the guy said what he thinks is going to he can't wait to see what's going to happen to him when he gets into jail, because when you're in jail, most inmates destroy people who do that to kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how are you going to fucking drive down the street and kill somebody and then be like, I hate people who are child molesters?
Like 4 minutes after they announced it, I looked online. There was a meme already of a prisoner that said, oh, yeah, we got some footlongs in here.
Yeah.
I mean,
people are on this shit.
I mean, just bam. Memes.
Bam, Malamo.
They have like emulators that already tell you like
Twitter and Facebook. I mean, it's just
the destruction of the world.
We need to talk about that, because that's it. I know that's a hot button.
We can talk about that on the Pride 48, because we only got a few minutes.
No, I'm saying for the next 15 minute show.
Okay, whatever. We have a 6 foot dick to talk about in the next episode.
Yeah. Oof.
All right, so we got to go. This is Ricky.
And
thank you for listening.
And bye.
Pride 48, 5:30 p.m. next Friday. Be there or be square. Anyone that emailed us or sent us any type of correspondence, we're going to be reading your stuff online live.
Yes.
We'll be reading it live.
So you need to stay tuned. Stay tuned for Friday, August, blah, 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 at 5:30 standard dick time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys, and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.